June 30, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Poisonous Fruit. Opening Prayer. Heavenly Father, improve my spiritual eyesight so that I see more clearly what your Holy Spirit is doing in me and in those around me. Read Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 through 37. Jesus and Beelzebul. Then they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute, and Jesus healed him, so that he could both talk and see. All the people were astonished and said, "Could this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, "It is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this fellow drives out demons." Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then can his kingdom stand? And if I drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your people drive them out? So then, they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can plunder his house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. And so I tell you, every kind of sin and slander can be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. Make a tree good, and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad, for a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Reflect. What most strongly confirms for you that you are a Christian? The New Testament makes a clear distinction between illness and the activity of demons. In today's passage, however, the two are linked. The underlying cause of the illness is demonic. Some Christians in today's world tend to ignore the real possibility of demonic activity, while others are prone to see demons where the problem is caused not by their direct work, but by human nature and a broken world. We need the gift of discernment. Jesus' startling words in verses 31 and 32 need to be understood in the context of this miracle and the Pharisees' reaction to it. This is not the first time the accusation of verse 24 has been leveled against Jesus, but the temperature of the conflict is rising, and it is impossible to remain neutral. Those who have accused Jesus of being in league with Satan are in fact the ones who have enlisted in Satan's army. They have deliberately refused to acknowledge an act of God's grace and mercy performed in the power of the Holy Spirit, and have attributed it to the evil one. Therefore, they have called light darkness, hardened their hearts, and cannot be forgiven as they have cut off the very channel along which forgiveness would come. If anyone is worried that they are guilty of the unforgivable sin, we can reassure them that their concern shows that they are not. They have not cut off the channel, and therefore forgiveness is readily available by God's grace. A final theme running through this passage is that what is in our hearts will sooner or later come out from our mouths. The kind of tree I am a part of will eventually be shown by my fruit. Do you find this comforting or challenging? Apply. Where do you see the Spirit of God bearing in your life? Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, empower me and give me spiritual discernment to produce authentic fruit in my life.